What's up, guys? So this one I want to talk about the hiring the perfect creator and what to look for when hiring content creators. Now I'm going to expand on each one of these. It's very important. Okay. So just know that hiring a creator can be as expensive as hiring a developer, right? Nowadays, the money is in attention, and a content creator can get you attention, and attention is super valuable. That's why we have people charging thousands, 3K for videos, 5K for a video, right? Because it's super valuable and they know their worth, they know their value. And so, as I said, hiring developers can be as expensive as hiring content creators. It's super, super expensive. And it's going to become more expensive as more and more people realize it does work and there's a huge ROI in it, right? Throughout the years, usually not when content creators started, right? They used to undervalue themselves a lot. So companies were able to pay them like super cheap and get a huge ROI. Now creators have realized that, or at least most of them, that there's a lot of value into what they're doing. Okay, so that's why we have creators asking for a lot of money. Now you can still find people that don't know their worth yet, and not to say that you should be paying them below their worth, but they have more startup friendly rates. Let's call it that. Okay, but just know again, creators can be very expensive, and they should be very expensive because the value in them is insane. Okay, now. There's a difference between hiring creators with a personal brand versus new creators. So what this means is paying a creator which already has an existing YouTube channel, right, with, I don't know, 10K subs, right, and a bunch of videos already published to his channel, right? This is an existing creator. And you'll be hiring him to post videos on his current channel to his current audience, right? This is much more expensive than just hiring someone, right, and having them post videos on a brand new channel with zero subs, right, and zero videos, okay? This is much cheaper. This is much more expensive, okay? Just know that. Now, of course, both of these people are creators. They know what they're doing. Maybe this guy has a separate YouTube channel, but it costs much more to post content on this guy's channel because we're promoting it to an existing audience, people that know, like, and trust him. So first of all, the videos will get more views. And then second of all, because people know, like, and trust him, the conversion rates will be much higher than just starting off with a new channel. But again, you can do both. We do both, okay? We do both, but both work. This is just more expensive than this one, okay? Then different niches will have more or less creators available depending on the niche. So broader niches tend to have more creators, of course. For example, Shopify dropshipping, there's a bunch of creators, so it's easy to find people, but the creators that get 99% of the traffic are super expensive, right? This is, of course, if you're hiring creators with existing personal brands. So what I mean by this? I mean by this is if you're targeting niches with less creators, even though there's less people, one would expect that because there's less supply, it would be much more expensive, but it doesn't work like that, right? In niches where they're bigger with more supply, it tends to be more expensive to hire creators. Then in niches where there's less supply, it tends to be cheaper because there's not enough people or very few people actually paying these creators on these niches with less content to make content for them. If that makes sense. So just know this. It's very important to know. Then hire people with industry knowledge and critical thinking. So if you're hiring someone, make sure they understand what your product does, which industry it is in, and it believes your product. Because again, it will show in the content if they don't believe what they're saying or if they don't even know what they're talking about. It does show. It's awful when it does show. So just make sure to do that, okay? Then, of course, critical thinking, right? You want people to be able to be creative and craft their own content vision, right? You do not want to have to tell them, do this, this, and that, don't do this, this, and that. You want to give them creative freedom so they can craft, because they are content creators. They're supposed to be creative people, right? Give them all the creative space in the world. Give them full creative mastery over the content, right? And you want these people to have a vision. And if you're hiring cheap, most likely the people you're going to hire won't have a vision and will just record shitty videos. So make sure to put enough money in when you're hiring a person that actually has a vision, he's creative, as he's their own ideas, pushes back, right? It's very important, okay? Critical thinking in life in general is very important, but in content creation as well, okay? And then there's a big difference in hiring creators for walkthrough or tutorial-like videos than hiring for creative creators, right? Walkthrough tutorial views, anyone can do, right? My dad can do this, my mother can do this, my grandmother can do this, right? Simple, just, okay, this is the product, does X, Y, Z, buy it now. Super easy, super, right? Super cheap doing this, by the way. Anyone can do this, right? And you should be doing both, right? But the money is in this one, creative creators. Now it's much more expensive, but the ROI is much bigger, right? But again, creative creators are people that can put their own spin on the content. They understand your brand, they understand your product, they understand the niche, and they're able to, based on all those factors, craft a great piece of content that engages people into watching it. So creativeness, right? And creativeness is something that you have to pay a lot of money for, right? Because you might be thinking, yeah, and people oftentimes think about this. I mean, I want to hire a content creator for YouTube. I'm just recording a video. It's super simple. I'm just going to pay them like $5. I mean, yes, it is just recording a video, but you're forgetting about a whole thing that's like before the recording of the video, the creative process on what to say, when to say, how to say it, what the video is going to be about, what the concept is, taking into account what's popping off in the market right now, right? There's a whole thing below before it, which is where the money is. The money isn't in the act of recording the video, though, of course, some of it is, but most of it is in the act before recording the video, okay? And this is something you'll learn eventually when you hire people. So yeah, that's it, and let's jump to the second video because I have two videos on this hiring creators, module here, okay? I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.